Who cares? This is Carson's Court, reporting live from Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app. Welcome to Carson's Court on this great Thursday in Virginia Beach. Welcome to Carson's Court. We have a live caller coming up next, but before we get to that, let me start off with saying this. Let me start the show off with this. There is a lot of businesses ending other businesses. That happens a lot in sports. The Capitals had Ovechkin since 2004. The Penguins had Sidney Crosby. The Capitals just won their first Stanley Cup with Ovechkin. Not the Capitals' first as a team, but Ovechkin's first Stanley Cup with the Capitals 2 years ago, or last year. And what that means is Penguins have won two before that. So that means the Penguins, I believe, have put the Capitals on pause. Another example is the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots. The Patriots have won at least 3 to 4 Super Bowls within 4 years. And the Steelers haven't won a Super Bowl since 2010. And that and they had Antonio Brown, and they had Le'Veon Bell, and they have Ben Roethlisberger, and they have Juju Smith-Schuster. They're favorites, or were favorites that year. Well, the Patriots have ended the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise. Do I think the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl? No. Here's another one for you. The New York Yankees and the Houston Astros. Yankees made it to the conference champs. Yankees, I thought, were going to win it a couple years ago. Houston knocked them out. There are some examples. I believe this, and I believe that teams can end franchise. Now, it's a little bit different with the Penguins and Capitals and the Yankees and Astros, because the Yankees and Astros are still good today. The Capitals, the Penguins are still good today. The Patriots are still good today. The Steelers are showing signs of weaknesses. And a lot of people say, but the Penguins got eliminated in the first round. Well, number one, it was a swept to a tough defense that knew how to shut down Sidney Crosby and Malkin. I believe the teams can end other teams' franchise. Duke, North Carolina, that's the only, in college basketball, that is the only one that it hasn't, I don't think. The only rival that haven't. Look at Clemson and look at Alabama in the college football. Imagine if Alabama weren't as good as they are. Imagine if Clemson wasn't good as they are. Think about it. Alabama would get crushed by Clemson if they weren't as good as what they are. Clemson would get crushed by Alabama if they weren't as good as what they are. But it makes it tricky for Clemson, and it makes it tricky for Alabama because those two teams are good. And another way to think about this, look at possibly the Boston Red Sox and possibly the New York Yankees. The Yankees shut out Boston in London. In London. What if the Yankees weren't as good as what they are? What if Boston was better than the Yankees? Would we see a shutout? Or what if they were about even, which they're not? I think the Yankees are a lot better than the Red Sox, but what if they were about even? See, that's the thing. I understand teams aren't, but I believe teams can end franchises quickly, too. Look at the party, the most famous one. The Patriots weren't as good as they are. The Patriots weren't as in many Super Bowls. Patriots won as in many Super Bowls when Denver had Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady would often go up against each other in the AFC conference finals. Guess who would win most of them? Denver. Guess who would win most of them? Peyton Manning. Then Peyton Manning retired. And now all of a sudden you're seeing Tom Brady come out with championships. You're seeing Tom Brady tie the Pittsburgh Steelers with 6. For a while there, it was Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning. All right, well, let me switch to this. We have a live caller coming up next. You want to stay tuned for that. But I want to kind of break down a team that I think is rebuilding and I think is getting underestimated in the NFL. And that is the Cincinnati Bengals. Let me say this about the Cincinnati Bengals. Yes, they're not going to finish first place. They're not going to finish second. I don't think they're going to finish third. But they have Andy Dalton. Now, out of all the quarterbacks in that league, in the division, let's think about this here. You got Ben Roethlisberger. You got Lamar Jackson. Ben Roethlisberger for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Lamar Jackson for the Baltimore Ravens. You got Baker Mayfield out of the Cleveland Browns. And you got Andy Dalton out of the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I understand, you know, you can see here, but look at the top two quarterbacks, in my opinion. Now, obviously, Baker Mayfield's passing ahead Lamar Jackson. Baker Mayfield, a lot of people think, is going to be better. But look at this. All right, right now, due to experience, who's the two veteran quarterbacks in that division? Ben Roethlisberger out of Pittsburgh Steelers and Andy Dalton out of the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't underestimate him. Andy Dalton's a good quarterback. That is a very young division. Really. Two of the four quarterbacks, this is the second, maybe third year. Lamar Jackson, this is his second year. Don't underestimate the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't underestimate the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't underestimate that division. I think that's a very good division. And I understand that I said that was the weakest division in the football league, the NFL, yesterday. Well, it is, but I do believe it is one of the closest divisions. The teams aren't the greatest in that division. So don't underestimate the Bengals because they do have Andy Dalton. They do got Green. AJ Green. Don't underestimate the Bengals. They have a connection. That is something that the Pittsburgh Steelers do have, but that's something that I'm not sure if Cleveland will have. That's something that Baltimore doesn't have, is a connection between the two, a quarterback and a wide receiver. Cleveland, I'm not sure because I don't know how Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. are going to do. And Pittsburgh has it with Ben Roethlisberger. They used to have it very strong with Ben Roethlisberger and AB, but AB went to Oakland. But they do have, I do believe they have a pretty strong one between Pittsburgh, has a pretty strong one between Ben Roethlisberger and Juju. I believe that's a very strong connection. Baltimore doesn't have anybody. The Bengals have the Bengals do have one between A.J. Green and Andy Dalton. I don't think Baltimore has one. That's the advantage Cincinnati has over Baltimore. All right, well, coming up on my show, we do have a live caller talking to us about the MLB. So stay tuned for that on Carson's Court. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Carson's Court. We have a live caller on the phone. This is Mike. Mike is in the city of Virginia Beach, so we're going to talk to him right now. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. It's always good to hear your voice. How's everything on the show?
It is very, very good.
Yeah, I hear it's number one in the ratings now.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it is...
It's close. It's going to pass SportsCenter in the next couple of months the way it's going.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great. That would be terrific. Yeah, I think that would be perfect.
All right, well, I wanted to talk to you about the MLB.
Oh, sure. Major League Baseball, absolutely. Be glad to.
Yeah. How do you feel as a Yankee fan about the Dodgers?
Well, I think the Dodgers are an amazing team right now. They beat the Red Sox. They took 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox. And they've been playing very, very well. They got the best record in baseball.
Right.
And, guys, tell you, I mean, you just never know what they're going to do. We'll see. The Yankees are close. Right now, if they had to play a series, it would be a toss-up.
Right. And I do have a concern about Houston with the Yankees. How do you feel about Houston?
Houston's been playing very well. Houston... The last I looked, they were like 23 games over 500, and they have like a 4.5 game lead in their division. So I think they're going to definitely be in the playoffs, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. They have very good starting pitching.
Yes, and I think they're a team to watch in the MLB.
They are. Yeah. I mean, any team that has Justin Verlander always has a chance.
Right, and the Angels, how do you feel about them with the no-hitter?
Well, the Angels as a team aren't going anywhere. They're like 10 games out of first place.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I think it was a very great story for baseball, the way they pitched the no-hitter. It was very, very sad, you know, that, their 27-year-old pitcher passed away. That was completely unexpected, and nobody saw that coming. But for them to come back on an emotional night and pitch a no-hitter in front of all their fans, that was a story. You know, let me put it to you this way. If they scripted that in Hollywood, nobody would buy the movie because they would think it was far-fetched.
Right. I agree with you. And that was a very good thing. That was very sad to hear out of the Angels.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you're talking about, you know, what happened to their pitcher. And I really feel bad because his name escapes me right at the moment. Isn't that awesome? Because I didn't follow the Angels all that well.
Oh, as a Yankee fan, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I follow Major League Baseball, and right now it's just kind of hard to remember what his name is. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, well.
But anyway, he went to heaven, hopefully, and hopefully he was able to look down from heaven and see all that happen.
Right, and that was that was incredible out of the Angels, because you as a baseball fan know how hard a no-hitter is to do or happen.
Yeah, Tyler Skaggs was his name. I just couldn't remember his name for a second.
Right.
Forgive me, I'm a little bit nervous being on your show because I know millions of people are listening.
Only a few, don't worry.
Okay, well, all right. That makes me feel much better. Yeah, Tyler Skaggs was his name. He was 27 years old. Been married for the last 6 months or so. And, for them to come out on his night with his wife there, with his mother there, with their children, well, they don't have any children, with their extended family there, and the pitcher no-hitter, that's unbelievable. They will make a movie about that someday.
And they should. They should. I mean, to have that happen, you know. And let's switch to this. Seattle. How do you feel about the Seattle Mariners at this point?
Seattle Mariners, well, I think that they really need to kind of regroup they're very much in need of starting pitching. They had that real hot start, and nobody expected that. Nobody expected that at all. But right. Since then, they've been a terrible team. They really have.
They have. I mean, they're in last place in the division, and they got a – I mean, they – I don't see them coming out of this and making the playoffs, but correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I'm not going to correct you. They sunk to 21 games under 500. They've lost 9 in a row. I'm sorry, they've lost 6 in a row. They've lost 9 out of their last 10.
Right.
Now, they're really not going anywhere. I don't understand why anybody would want to go to Seattle and watch a game with them right now. Their attendance is way down. And anyway, it's not a good place to be right now.
Right.
If you're a Seattle fan, you're probably focusing ahead to football right now.
Well, the Seahawks aren't much better, honestly.
No, they're better than the Mariners, that's for sure.
What about the Rangers? They're in the same division. I think last time I checked, they were in third place. They have a chance, I think. I think the Rangers possibly are a team to watch.
Well, I don't know about that. They're 5 games out of first place. They are not. They are Texas is 5 games out of first place, but they're in back of Houston. They're in back of Houston,
right?
And they got a long way to go. They're also 5 games back of the wild card, so their chances of making the playoffs are not too good.
In
fact, right now the Red Sox wouldn't make the playoffs if the season were to end today.
The Red Sox, I still think are a team. They're not going to pass the Yankees by all means, but I think I could see them fitting somewhere, maybe as a wild card. To be honest.
Are you talking about Texas?
No, the Red Sox.
Well, the Red Sox, they're 2.5 games out of the wild card. They could. Hey, I would not say that they couldn't catch the Yankees, because the Red Sox got off to that terrible start. The Yankees really haven't had a bad run all year. Every team sometime during the year has a bad stretch. And even though right now the Yankees are 9 games ahead of the Red Sox,
right?
All it takes is one bad week
for the Yankees.
And then all of a sudden it's like a 3-game lead.
Right.
And I really think that division is going to become a lot tighter before it's over.
Well, that division is a good division. I mean, it's better than the Pirates division. We'll talk about that in a minute. And it's probably better than the Mariners division, to be honest. I mean, you could argue that the Washington Nationals division is a tough division too, because they're in second place after the Braves, and it's still a very tight race between the Nationals and the Braves. But I think that is a very tough division anymore. Yeah. The Yankees.
Yeah. Do you remember me talking about the Washington Nationals? How they were a team to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been playing much better.
Much better.
Right now, they're only a game and a half out of the top wild. In fact, they are
They're in the wild card. If the season would end today, the Washington Nationals would make the playoffs.
Yep. Then Milwaukee and Philadelphia. And this is how tight it is in the National League. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Philadelphia Phillies, they have identical records. They're 50-47. They're only 3 games above 500. Yet, if the season ended today, both those teams would make the playoffs.
Right.
And the Pirates have a record of 45-50. They're under 500, but they're still only 4 games out of the wild card.
Well, yeah, but that is a tough division, too. I mean, it's tough, but you look at it, and the Cubs are there. The Reds are not there. They're actually in last place. But
they're in last place, and they're still only four and a half games out of first.
So that means the Reds could easily catch the Pirates. So I'm not saying the Pirates aren't a team to watch, but I think there's higher teams than the Pittsburgh Pirates, like the Cubs. I think Milwaukee's a tough team to watch. The Nationals, I still think you can watch. You know, I think there's higher teams than the Pirates at the moment.
The Pirates are a puzzle. They'll play very well for a week or two, and then all of a sudden they'll play very, very bad for a week or two. You never know which team is going to show up with the Pirates.
Right.
Their relief pitching hasn't been the best. They just They're a team with a lot of holes. They're a team with a lot of problems. But mostly for the Pirates, they just don't play consistently. That's a very weak division. If the Pirates had played halfway decent, they'd be in first place. But they haven't. They played terrible.
I don't think terrible is a word to say. I mean, they if you look at the Pirates, they just beat the Cardinals last night, two nights ago. I think the Cardinals, I don't see them making the playoffs either. The St. Louis Cardinals, I don't see the Pirates, I don't see the Reds in there, you know?
Well, if I was a betting person, I would bet on the Cardinals before I bet on Pittsburgh.
Right, well, yeah.
Time will tell. The other team that is really disappointing right now are the Colorado Rockies. They had played very well for a couple of months, and now all of a sudden they've lost like 8 out of 10. They've lost 4 in a row. They're 16 and a half games behind the Dodgers. They're not going anywhere.
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the Dodgers have a 13 and a half game lead in their division.
Right, and they're way ahead there. But the Twins, I think they're a team. I mean, I think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think there's much doubt about that. I think they're a tough team to beat in the playoffs. I think they're going to be a tough team to beat in the playoffs. They've been playing good.
I'll tell you who's played better than the Twins lately. You're the Cleveland Indians. The Indians are only 4 games back of the Twins now. They've made up 3 games in the last 4 days. So now it's only a 4-game lead for Minnesota. They were way ahead of Cleveland for a while. But now Cleveland's 14 games over 500. They've won 4 in a row. They've won 8 out of 10. They're playing lights out. They really are. So we'll see.
We will. And as a Yankee fan in your division, and besides the Red Sox, is there any other team that you can see catching the Yankees easily?
Tampa Bay's
been playing
long.
Good.
They've been very consistent all year long. They have good pitching. They have timely hitting. Case in point, the other night, and I don't know if you saw it, you probably did because this is your business, but the Yankees were one strike away from winning a game, and was against Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay got 2 runners on, and somebody hit a home run, a 3-run homer, and Tampa Bay ended up winning the game.
Right.
And
Tampa Bay's been playing good.
Yeah. And they're right now in New York today. And as we speak, and the game is tied 2-2, the first game. And if Tampa Bay wins those games today, they would be within 4 games of the Yankees. So I think Tampa Bay is a team that a lot of people overlook. But they've been playing lights out. They really have.
I don't know. I heard this a couple of months ago, and I don't know if you heard this. I don't even know if it's true. But is Tampa Bay moving? Did you hear that?
They're going to split their time between Tampa Bay and Montreal, is the last story.
Right.
Which is very unusual. I've never heard of a team doing that before. But I don't know if that's official yet, but that's the talk around the league. That there's a proposal in place that they can play part of their home games in Tampa and part of their home games in Montreal.
Right. All right. Well,
that would be really something.
That would be something, because I guess that's happened before. It's just been overlooked.
I don't remember it ever happening before. I know teams have played like a few of their games in another city.
Right.
But it's never been like half their games.
Right.
So,
all right.
We'll see what happens.
Well, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, you're welcome. And as always, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, you too.
Okay, Congressman McConnell. And, hey, I would encourage all the fans that are listening to turn into the show.
Right.
And, find out all there is to know about sports.
Thank you.
All right. Well, take care. Until next time.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we are almost done here today. There is no wrap-up podcast. I did want to say this. Yes, the Nationals are looking good. I do see the Braves. Relax, Braves fans. I do see the Braves making the playoffs. Maybe not winning the division. I will say the Nationals are looking good. But I do see the Braves at least getting a wild card. Well, thanks for listening to Carson's Court today. You have a great day. We will talk tomorrow. Coming up tomorrow, we have the Summer League. What did I think of Zion Williamson and all of that? Stay tuned for that on Carson's Court tomorrow. We are live in Virginia Beach. We'll see you tomorrow.